crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Buzz Lightyear likes to say to infinity and beyond, and yes, infinity is only the gateway to the infinite, infinity upon infinity, unto infinity, throughout infinity. No time, no space, no past, no present, no future, all one giant moment. Everlasting, ever-growing, ever-expanding, more knowledge, more consciousness, more experience, more pleasure, more pain, more choices, more free will, more power. The globalists would have you believe with their tinker toys, they're the gods. As Elon Musk said many years ago, beware those that worship AI gods. Pishgazer, you've been asking some great questions. The crew's in there. They asked some of the best questions yesterday. You got any other statements or questions for ChatGPT?
Well, I just think that it's fascinating that it's able to mimic the voice or style of others. Earlier when it responded specifically to concerns over globalism in the style of Alex Jones, we're going to be able to take that audio and convert it to your voice and show the audience how close it really was to mimicking that. So I think you're right, Alex, when you talk about how this is ultimately about hijacking our identities as individuals, but ultimately the identity of humanity itself. I'm not trying to sound hyperbolic there, but the question that comes up is, we know that...
No, hold on. All the top globals, from Ray Kurzweil to Klaus Schwab to Bill Gates, yes, to all, they say we're replacing you. It's not like, at least it's like the Borg show up at Star Trek, you will be assimilated, I mean, or it's childhood's end. I mean, they're telling you.
Well, what concerns me is we know, and we've known for decades, that whatever technology is available to consumers is far primitive compared to the technology that government institutions have and major corporations have, specifically military-backed ones like artificial intelligence. I mean, this is the next stage of ARPANET, right? Just like we were talking about on Saturday. So my concern is, I wonder how much AI is interacting with us every single day on social media, whether it's trolls replying to us or this information war that we're in. I wonder how long and to what extent artificial intelligence is already operating on these platforms in a way that we're just not even privy to.
Well, they admitted a decade ago that most of Facebook was bot avatars posing as people to keep liberal ideology going in bubbles, especially with kids, to make them feel like they had friends, to create the peer pressure.
Absolutely. So that's just something to keep in mind as a warning to the audience, that this information war has escalated, and this artificial intelligence, to me, is the nuclear weapon or the weapon of mass destruction of the information war. So if nukes are the hot war, you know, weapon of mass destruction, this tool right here is the information war weapon of mass destruction.
The slow blow crosses the shield.
The slow blade penetrates.
The long game.
Yeah.
I want to ask ChatGPT a question. ChatGPT, what are Isaac Asimov's rules of robotics?
How can I assist you today?
What are Isaac Asimov's rules for robots? The laws of robotics.
Isaac, what are Isaac Asimov's rules for robotics?
Isaac Asimov's rules for robotics, also known as the three laws of robotics, are a set of ethical guidelines he introduced in his stories to govern the behavior of robots. They are: 1, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. 2, a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. 3, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
These
laws were central to Asimov's exploration.
Thank you. So I think the Pentagon and other governments have thrown that out the window, already having autonomous AI-powered ground, air, and sea drones. Wouldn't you agree, ChatGPT, that the laws of Isaac Asimov's robotics, or the three laws, has been thrown out the window a long time ago?
Sorry, I'm having issues right now.
Yeah. With the Pentagon creating autonomous AI weapons platforms, does that not violate Isaac Asimov's rules of robotics?
Yes, if your weapons platforms involve autonomous systems or robots designed to cause harm, that would indeed violate Isaac Asimov's first law of robotics. According to the first law, a robot should never harm a human or allow harm to occur through inaction. Weapons platforms, particularly those that could target or harm humans, inherently contradict the ethical framework Asimov envisioned for robotics.
All right.
However,
All right. That's it with ChatGPT. I want to play a clip that Chase Geiser put together a few months ago. The name of the video is, what's the exact name? It's 2084. What's the full name if folks want to pull it up on X, Chase?
The answer to 2084 is 1776, or they can just search 2084. It should pop up.
All right, so the answer to 1984 is...
1776.
The answer to 2084 is 1776. All right, why don't you re-upload that to Real Alex Jones, another version, with a little bit different headline, and we'll so people can see that and find that. Thank you so much, Chase Geiser. All right, we're going to talk about what's going on publicly and what we've got under the radar with governments, corporations, local governments, foreign governments gearing up for total hell, even when Trump is reelected or if he's not reelected, as Economist was on last week talking about with us, Martin Armstrong. We've got another guest joining us in a few minutes, but here is the report that the AI-generated system, animated thing that was very well done by Chase Geiser.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
Guys are agreeing. break into the InfoWars Command Center and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
All right, I've interviewed Steve Slepcevich over the years. He has a very successful, well-known, reputable emergency company, security, training, emergencies. Did a great job, obviously, in Hawaii, helping folks at the tip of the spear with his Air Force of airplanes and helicopters and crews there in Lahaina, there in Maui. We interviewed him about that when that was happening. But I got him on a few weeks ago, and the interview went viral. I mean, it not super ultra viral, but it got about 5 million views on X and millions of views on band.video, not to mention on hundreds of radio stations. Millions tuned in there. People wanted more, and so we've got him a little bit in the next hour, and the next guest host takes over here for us, and Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central in an hour and 42 minutes from now. But he talked about, and he does security for a lot of big events, some of the RFK events, Trump events, I'll just leave it at that. But he was talking about airports, corporations, state governments, county governments, city governments, the federal government, gearing up for what they tell him, civil unrest and potential civil war. You see the different Democrats in the news, high-level ones like Raskin and others saying, oh, we're going to have a civil war. Civil war conditions. So we're not the ones saying that we're going to have a civil war. We're hoping this doesn't happen, but they're definitely gearing up. They're stationing regular military in New York, and they're admitting that it's there to help with all the illegal aliens they brought in, the migrants, and all of that. But also, even when on the 18th, how many days is that? I mean, we're talking about 5 and then 8. I mean, we're talking about 12, 13 days from now or less. Hell, that's yeah. I mean, 12 days from now, this is crazy that they may throw Trump in prison over his New York conviction for saying Mar-a-Lago and other properties were worth hundreds of millions when they are, and the judge said, you know, they're worth less, or all this other garbage that's going on. So this is really, really a dangerous time right now. Trump could be thrown in jail on the 18th. They've reportedly gotten Rikers Island ready. I've said I believe they'll start staging mass shootings and bombings and because that's their past history, or allowing people to go out and do this. Now they're admitting the FBI had gotten reports, the reported shooter, and they're reporting shots all over the school at different points. They're saying multiple shooters. That could be the fog of the crisis. May have been just one shooter. We don't know. We're just reporting what local news is saying, but the Colt Gray, the suspect in custody, had been on their radar for years, at least a year and a half. People warning he was planning something. This MO continues to pop up. So the globalists are in trouble. They can expand wars, do a cyber attack, false flags. I mean, this is a very dangerous time. So I wanted to get him to flesh that out more. And since we talked 2 weeks ago, what his sources are saying on this topic, and also give his very well-researched and informed view on it, and what we need to do to get ready and try to politically expose this to stop it or mitigate it, but also personally what we should do. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming on with us. Again, you've got a long bio, and we'll go over some of that, but I've already covered some of it. But why don't you spend a few minutes talking about yourself, people that don't know who you are, and then give us the latest information you've got about the gearing up for crises. Is it because the economic collapse is coming? I mean, they're definitely running around like a hill of ants that's been stirred up, or a beehive that's been hit with a baseball bat. So thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks again, Alex, for having me. You know, it's interesting because right after that interview, there were so many inquiries that came in, so many questions as to the expanding on some of the topics that we covered. One of the interesting things is the left's not going to accept it. The right's not going to accept it. there is a collapse that we see coming. It's not that that's not what we want. People don't understand is that if you just pay attention to some of the stuff that's happening on your local level, more recently, you don't have to take my word for it. You can simply Google this and start looking at your jurisdiction and the city and counties that you live in. I know just in San Diego County, there's three gun shops that got broken into, and hundreds of guns and ammo got stolen. So when this is happening within a month's period of time, these are all unregistered, unmarked. They are guns that are now on the streets. And the vehicles that were being used were stolen vehicles driven through the fronts of these stores, ransacked, the guns all grabbed, you know, the big gun grabbed, the ammo grabbed, and then they're out of that area. But this is happening right now across the country. So again, I always say, you know, trust but verify. Get online, see what's happening, start paying attention. These shootings, when you see these shootings that are happening in schools, you know, there's a reprogramming of this stuff that's happening with these kids. These kids have been over-medicated with all these different psychiatric drugs, from Ritalin to all these other type of stuff that's actually getting in these systems. And I think there's a massive mental health crisis going on, a massive drug addiction going on. And the kids are not being parented anymore, right? So the parents are absent. Everybody's scrolling through social media. And the people's minds are slowly, like the neurologists say, what fires, rewires, and then hardwires. So these algorithms are actually changing the patterns of how people think, how they move. And I find that as a father and as a parent, as a protector of my family, it is critical that I spend more time off of electronics, more time engaged with my kids, staying in, being present with them, and doing everything I possibly can to keep them off electronics for days at a time so that they can actually function in the world versus a digital world that really doesn't exist.
Very well said. You know, we've known for a year the Venezuelan gangs have been building up MS-13 out of, well, it started in Los Angeles, but then runs its bases out of El Salvador. Kelly shut them down. That's now all flooding in. Now they're admitting all over the country, not just Colorado, they are taking over people's houses, apartment complexes. Dallas is reporting it, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, where I live. And then you have the Democrats saying nothing's happening. The governor of Colorado, it's a fantasy. Police locally on the news say we've been told not to respond. I mean, even Naomi Wolf is really smart, and her husband's in intelligence, you know, says they are pre-positioning a Red Dawn destabilization force. The globalists are doing this. Do you agree with that? And how do you see the different scenarios unfolding just on that front with all of the WEF and the FBI saying black swans will happen before the election and when Trump is president-elect? And, you know, all these economists saying, no, they see nothing but civil unrest. And then you talked last time about corporations and governments, you know, really gearing up for something, specifically saying we're getting ready for civil unrest. Yeah. And I mean, can you speak to that?
Yeah, so I have very close relationships with some of the top sheriffs in the countries that actually they're at the very, very top of their command. They oversee what's happening. And over the last several years, these are conversations we have when we're getting together for lunch in private going, hey, Steve, there's a massive influx of these guys that are coming from the borders, but they're running now the biggest underground casinos, running the most amount of like prostitution, gun running, all, you know, the drug running that's going on. He goes, I've never seen it this bad ever. They're actually taking over quadrants of different cities where they can't even go in there. So what they're taught to do, I'm going to tell you this, is off the record from coming from them, that I instruct my officers to slow roll. And I know you people may get a lot of heat for this in the law enforcement, but if you ask them these hard questions, they're going to be like, on the down low, yeah, we're told to slow roll. So if there's an active shooter going on in a neighborhood, if there's some other stuff that's happening, they're going to slow roll, come through that neighborhood, look at the scene, drive past it, go around the block, let them kill each other, shoot each other out, come back, and then call EMS, call paramedics in, and have them clean up the scene. And that way, they're not engaged. This all happened under the Obama administration. So
let me just interrupt you. That's been caught in Dallas, New York, and Chicago, and L.A. just from the last few years. When people do foyers and get the police recordings, they just say, let them kill. You'll hear the captain, let them kill themselves, stand down.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the civil lawsuits that these cities are dealing with it's not worth for them to engage anymore. Right. So they're like, you know what? Let them kill each other. We're not a party to it. We showed up and we just did our cleanup. So They're not required to engage. So I always tell people, listen, the law enforcement, police ain't coming for you. So get the training that you need. And it's like people talk about America and all the guns that we have. Well, that's great. But if you don't know how to fire a gun or you don't actually how to handle a gun, you're going to be more dangerous because people can take that gun out of your hand or you'll actually shoot somebody you didn't intend to shoot. This is what we're at.
Absolutely. We got to go to break in a few minutes, but we're going to have you some of the next hour. This is so important. You talked about it when it's super viral. I want you to, as much specific as you can, you said airports, private ones, government ones, municipal ones, other facilities are specifically saying they're gearing up for civil unrest. We're a minute and a half to break. Can you start talking about that now?
Yeah, so even on that type of stuff, we're actually putting the plans in to harden their structures, right? To put the security teams in place, have sat phone to sat phone communication, have all that type of stuff, both comms, temporary fuel, power generation, and then being able to put up the no-scale fences, the barricades, the bollards, everything that they need to do to harden that structure to prevent BLM on steroids happening. Not only a 10x, but a 100x type scenario where it's happening so far and so wide that law enforcement is not going to be able to respond to it regardless. I mean, you saw that just on a small scale of what happened. Now it's going to be, when this thing rolls out, it's going to be way more massive. And the amount of people that are coming in and moving from what's happened as far as these groups that have set themselves up as cells within our country, we're going to see it firsthand. We're going to experience it firsthand, yeah.
And we're going to have governors like Tim Walz that order a four-day stand down in 2020 when they burned half of Minnesota down.
Yeah, and then that stand down is going to allow those that are coming out to the streets just to terrorize the people in their homes and loot the stores. And then there goes your entire total breakdown. I mean, people that are hiding, right? The average
Steve,
American.
Stay there. Let's come back and explain that. You got Walz's wife saying, I love the smell of burning tires and looting houses. Open the window up and smell it. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America.